Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Dr. Donna Bakke, chair of the Department of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate, returns this morning with the next in our series on public health today. Good morning, Dr. Bakke.
Good morning.
And welcome back. When I realized this morning's conversation was about water, just plain old water, I wondered how we were going to get a 10 or 12 minute conversation out of it. And then I started looking at some of the research to prepare for this morning. And now I'm not sure that our 11 or 12 minutes is going to cover it at all. This is a big topic.
It is a very big topic.
Well, I don't think we need to cover the importance of drinking water for the human body. I think that's been covered before. This is really more about politics, the green movement, and maybe the biology of the water we consume. So give us a sense of where we started with this conversation.
Well, from the state point of view, earlier this year, the governor sent an executive order to state agencies saying that for sustainability purposes, because there's so much carbon and so much gasoline used to produce the bottles that you put water in that people drink, that he wanted state agencies to no longer purchase bottled water of any kind with state funds.
And I have to believe that people kind of panicked all over the state because that's what they're used to drinking, is water out of plastic bottles.
Very much. And I think, you know, the thing, it's so much easier to, if you're serving water at a luncheon, to just purchase bottled waters, which people can drink individually, than getting pitchers of water and serving it to them in glasses.
Sure, and I've got to think that there are the water coolers that you have in the corner of the office, and that's a big plastic bottle as well.
Right.
So they're all over the place. As a matter of fact, what the governor's office claimed was that, and I'm going to quote here, 450 million gallons of oil are used to transport water from bottling plants to stores. Plastic water bottle manufacturing uses 17 million barrels of oil, and 4 billion pounds of plastic ends up in incinerators or landfills. Patterson also points out the state has already spent billions of dollars to improve its municipal water systems. Now, that would suggest then that what we're looking at is tap water as the replacement.
Tap water is a replacement, and tap water is completely safe.
It is. Well, let's talk a little bit about the other aspect that I would call more green, and that is what we've been hearing about plastic maybe since the beginning of the year and some of the chemicals that are in the plastic bottles themselves.
Well, I think research has shown that there, in the development process for plastics, there are several chemicals that are put in there that can get leached out into the water that are harmful to humans. I think a lot of people have heard of BPA.
Right.
And the other one is phthalates.
Why do they put them in the bottles?
Well, they're part of the process of actually making the plastic.
Okay.
So the BPA makes the plastic hard. So those very hard bottles that you see in the store have a lot of BPA in them. And it also has some phthalates. But the phthalates are also in the plastic bottles that are soft. And those are most of the bottles that are served in individual serving sizes that people buy in the store or can buy in, you know, other places.
Right. And so the plastic is put in the bottles not to poison people, but rather to hold on in the manufacturing process so that the bottles can be shipped and stored and put on a shelf and people can buy them.
Right.
All right. In the meantime, the water that's put in those bottles, that turns out to be a little suspect too, doesn't it?
Well, about a quarter of the water that's in bottled water actually comes from regular taps in some city. And they may do some process to filter it a little bit, but basically it's tap water.
And we read that it's come from a mountain stream, that it, you know, cold and refreshing and so forth, and that's not necessarily true.
It's a very big marketing scheme.
And
it's made to make people think that it's fresher and purer. But in fact, a good bit of it, and even some of the water that says spring water on it, doesn't actually come from a natural spring somewhere, but actually from some water source near a municipal water supply.
So it's really more a suggestion that that's what they think that we want to think is in the bottle rather than what's really inside the
bottle. Right, and I think this was a result of, there were several instances about 20 years ago where a couple of municipal water supplies had become contaminated and people became sick, and that caused fear among people. And so the manufacturers took that to say, okay, well, if we bottle water and we say, well, this is an individual bottle and it's purer than your tap water, people will then buy it. And people did.
And people did buy it, didn't they? Thinking that it was pure. But now we learn that maybe pure, even if it is pure, may not even be so good for us. Tell us about that. I mean, there are some things that are in tap water that we can drink right out of the sink that might be better for us than what's in the bottled water.
Right. I mean, we don't, as I said, you know, those plastics, those phthalates and BPA are called endocrine disruptors, which means they mimic hormones in the body. So they actually can make people sick if you take them for a long period of time.
Ah.
The other thing that for parents with young children, for babies, is that bottled water does not have any fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using bottled water exclusively to make your baby's formula, you may not be giving your baby fluoride, and the baby needs that to develop good teeth.
Ah.
And those of us who are drinking bottled water exclusively may not be getting fluoride to maintain our teeth, so they're not getting cavities.
Ah,
so that's something that actually that we need to be concerned about.
So people that are drinking a steady diet of bottled water and are having cavities, that might be explaining it?
That's a possibility.
Interesting. Because I remember back in, I think it was the 60s, when there were the big fights over putting fluoride in water, and now, all these years later, we know how important that was.
Correct.
Interesting. All right, so now we're talking about bottled water is not so good for us. Tap water is good for us. Tap water here in Central New York, what do we know about it?
A good bit of it comes from Skaneateles Lake and some from other lakes around, and it's very safe water. Skaneateles Lake is one of the safest public water systems in the country. And so people who drink tap water from anywhere within Syracuse or within the Central New York region, a good bit of it is safe. Now, if it comes from your own well, you obviously need to get it tested.
Sure.
But if it's coming from a municipal water supply, it's safe. A lot of people say it doesn't taste as good or taste different than bottled water. I mean, every water supply system has its taste because they sometimes in the chemical treatment process have to add a little chlorine or have to add other things.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of making you sick or having chemicals that are harmful, we've actually tested the water supply in and around that we use here at Upstate, and it's completely safe. It doesn't
sure.
have anything in it.
And I actually remember there just a couple of years ago when the Syracuse City water supply was tested, and they were telling us we needed to boil our water and so forth for a little while. They stay right on top of it, don't
right.
they?
Right, and they do, and they're required to by the EPA.
Sure.
The problem is that the bottled water is under a different standard and a much less stricter standard. So you can get contamination in bottled water. And there have been instances where people have become sick from drinking bottled water.
You know, that's absolutely true. I was looking at a table yesterday that showed the EPA restrictions on tap water and what needs to be done and the monitoring that needs to be taking place versus what the FDA requires from bottled water. And it's like two different planets of water. It seems like you're just much, much safer with tap water, just pure tap water.
You are.
Interesting. All right, so now Upstate had to respond to what New York State told you to do. How did Upstate respond?
Well, what Upstate has done is they've put by and large, the water that comes in, particularly into the hospital, is already filtered. It has to be because it's used for a lot of different reasons in the hospital.
Sure.
For other parts of the university, in the drinking fountains, they've put filters.
Mm-hmm.
So that people, if they want to use filtered water, can have that, or they can have just the direct water out of the drinking fountain. They are we're no longer using bottled water at meetings, so we have pitchers of tap water that
mm-hmm.
are being used at meetings. And the hospital cafeteria is looking at ways for reducing the amount of bottled water that it's selling and actually making availability of more fountains so that people can get their own water.
So it's not so much that you can't have bottled water at the university or in any of the state facilities. It's more about the state facility can't pay to bring it in.
Correct.
I see. So it's still for sale in vending machines and so forth?
At this point, it is.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that we're encouraging people to bring their own bottles to work to use that, and we're selling actually an aluminum bottle
okay.
that they can use to refill. So if they're working, they can go to the water fountain, bring their aluminum bottle, and go and refill their own bottle instead of buying bottled water or reusing a plastic bottle that they had at home, which does not tend to be very healthy either.
Right. Well, that could very well be true. So that's actually the question is, if you want to take your own bottle, you're suggesting we use aluminum bottles then?
Yes.
And what about like thermos bottles? You know, it used to be that was how we toted beverages
around.
Thermos
bottles are glass-lined, and, mm-hmm. and those are safe as long as, obviously, the glass lining doesn't break. But
all
those
right.
are very safe.
So it really doesn't do you any good. You're not really protecting yourself by buying yourself a great big bottle down at the corner store, drinking that water, and then filling it from the tap because you're still getting the plastic, whatever might be in the plastic.
Correct.
And you're not necessarily getting a bottle that's as clean as you would have liked it to be, especially if you drink directly out of the neck of it.
That's right.
Yep. Interesting. For those who are home listening, they're out maybe jogging and they take water with them. They're out riding a bike and they take water with them. What's our best advice for the kinds of water that they can take with them?
They could take water right out of their tap. I encourage them to use an aluminum bottle.
okay,
instead of a plastic bottle to do it, and to make sure that they wash it after use.
And what's the best way to wash these things? I mean, all you really can do is rinse it, but the outside of it where you drink off of it, that's going to get germs.
Well, plain old soap and water, as long as you make sure you get all the soap out, is fine.
Okay, so you don't have to do anything special to wash them or anything like that?
Just like you do wash your hands. I mean, we encourage people to use soap and water.
Very good. Very good. So they just need to be taking in an aluminum bottle right out of the tap, and that's going to be safer for them than plastic bottles.
Yes.
And greener.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Greener as well. Well, Dr. Donabaki, thank you so much. We've learned a lot about water. As I said, I wasn't sure we could get a whole conversation out of it, but I think we could even go on. I'd love to have a conversation someday about the safety of water supplies, even in some of other countries and areas of the United States, because I know you have experience with that as well.
Right.
Very good. And listeners, we do need to take a break. Please stay with us. This is Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.